This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The latest Real Clear Politics average has you up by an average of 2.8 percentage points over Donald Trump. Given what you say are his historic inadequacies and disqualification on the commander-in-chief point that you just made, shouldn't you just basically be running away with it at this point?
Well, as I've said many, many times, I've always thought this was going to be a close election. That's why we've been putting organizations in place, gearing up for these final weeks to mobilize and turn out our voters. That's exactly what we're going to do. And I feel we're in a strong position, but we're not taking any place, anyone, anything for granted. We're going to keep working as hard as we can and hopefully pull out as many voters who agree with me as we possibly can muster.
The latest Real Clear Politics average has you up by an average of 2 points.
Well, there it is. You know, Hillary Clinton, along with ABC News there, and ABC News asking a rather pointed question. Yeah, Scott, really, you know, to hear the Democrats talk about, you know, Trump the way they do, and with all the money that Hillary Clinton has been spending, I guess this is what has Democrats a little nervous here, if not a lot nervous. Not to mention that more information continues to be released about our emails. And, oh, yeah, here we are. It's Friday. We're going to have another dump here, you know, of emails that are going to be coming out. You know, some more surprises. So, you know, I think it's a pointed question, and it was a good question.
Well, Assange said in multiple things that there is bigger stuff in there. They're just going through it and making sure that it's they're just making sure that everything is legit, you know, legit things like that.
Right.
They've actually been really good about that, making sure that there's no, you know, to where they can't say, well, those are fake, you know. So I wish he was dumping it faster, but at the same time, he's doing more than a lot of people are. So.
Well, you know, for the Republicans, it's the gift that just keeps on giving. You know, and it's not like, and I think Britt Hume was saying this the other day, too, and we've been saying it, that, you know, it's not like you expect Hillary to own anything and fess up to it. I mean, to get her just to say, well, I take responsibility. It's almost, well, you say you take responsibility. What does that mean when you say that you take responsibility? You know, what are you taking responsibility for?
Well,
you know, that you got caught, or you're taking responsibility because you made some poor decisions here?
Well, the problem here is she really taking responsibility? Because, I mean, saying, it always seems like a deflection, you know. If you say, you know, did you take that cookie, and you catch me eating the cookie, and I go, well, you know, I didn't know I could have one.
Yeah.
Well, is that me taking responsibility, or is that me?
It's because Colin Powell said it was okay, you know.
Right.
And now he's back in the conversation again. He's going, "Oh my goodness! I mean, this is like flypaper. I got it on the bottom of my shoe. I can't get it off here."
Isn't that the same guy four years ago you were blaming for getting us into Iraq?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So I mean, look, it's been 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 8 years. Over 8 years, you would think that she would have figured out that, you know, somebody would have said, hey, this isn't right. You're not doing this.
Well, this is her story. She's sticking to it, Scott. And that's just the way it is. And people are going to need to make up their own minds. And, you know, here it is, 60-some days away from the election. There's still a lot of time here. And I think they're sweating it out big time because, you know, whether it's the threat of Julian Assange, whatever it is, and like we've been saying, is that all this stuff, all these scandals that are wrapped around, you know, her campaign is all blocked by these, you know, her message is not getting through because people want to know about all these other scandals and these questions they have about, you know, her professionalism, her character, and what she could mean for this country being in the Oval Office. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez coming live to you from the CRN studios in Maui, Hawaii. Yes, very early here. It's 9 to noon that you hear us fresh every day, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific. And by the time you get here to Hawaii, you're very early, you know. Great to have you along for the ride as we're all in to do what we can to get this country back on track. And here to help us, carry the heavy weight, because it's all hands on deck. It's all required here. Megan Barth, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you. Aloha.
Hey. Aloha. Yes, I know. We're getting down to it. We got a couple more days with the wee new one, little Jackson, and he's doing wonderful. Gosh, I'll tell you, it is. I'm already missing him. I haven't left yet. You know, that's the thing, you know, about relationships, they just can pull at your heartstrings. And here's this little guy, the center of our universe right now, and it is so cool. He's doing great, and he's gaining weight, gained a couple pounds already since the operation, last week. And he's just doing terrific. So, yeah, he's
good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, it's going to be tough. I'm already thinking, oh gosh, you know, I'm on a plane next week, and you know, heading east. So, we'll hop, skip, and a jump, stop in California for a little bit, and then we're off to, back off where the sun is shining quite brightly, and people are dodging hurricanes out there in the east, you know?
That's right.
Why not?
Right.
Hey, speaking of hurricanes and momentum and everything going on, so what did you think about Matt Lauer and his job? I think that any time when you're in that position, you got to be careful. It's like being a referee of a match. You don't want to be the match. You want to be there and facilitate, but boy, I'll tell you, he has absolutely driven the progressives and the lefties nuts, man. And they're out of the closet big time, and they're big piling on him. And they thought that he should have absolutely deveined and done a lot more damage to Donald Trump. But they perceived that he was harder on Hillary than Donald Trump.
Well, as he should have been, because she's running on her experience. So there's a lot to talk about. Donald Trump has not been a politician for 3 decades like Hillary Clinton has. Donald Trump didn't destroy 33,000 emails. And so, you know, this should tell you exactly that he hit the hornet's nest, and this was a good thing. It should also tell you how much the press is really there to protect Hillary Clinton instead of expose her and challenge her on the many lies that she has told on the campaign trail and prior to the campaign trail. When you have our president of the United States take a stage in a foreign country and rip a reporter like Matt Lauer, you know that there's a problem, not only with our leadership in this country, but you know that there is a problem with the left in the fact that they will not ask Hillary Clinton the important questions like Matt Lauer did for 12 minutes. They were just appalled that he could actually ask 12 minutes of questions related to her nefarious email scandal, which still is not over. And this is the problem she has. You know, Bill, you've been around the political water cooler for quite some time. And when there is a scandal and you know that there might be something that would hurt your campaign, you get in front of it. And that makes it go away instead of get in your way. Well, she chose never to get in front of any of this. She chose to lie the entire time. And now Julian Assange promises more leaks regarding her emails, more damaging, he says, leaks regarding these emails. And she is the one that put herself in this spot, not the right-wing media, not the vast alt-right-wing conspiracy or whatever it is now. It is Hillary Clinton that's going to have to answer to the Piper. And so, you know, Matt Lauer did his job. He not necessarily was a moderator. You know, he did his job as any good journalist should of trying to get to the bottom of the many scandals and issues that has plagued Hillary and her campaign. You know, there's one person that's not being questioned and interrogated, and I wonder why, and that's Cheryl Mills. You know, Cheryl Mills is actually the person behind the destruction of these emails, these 33,000 emails. It was Cheryl Mills who then acted as Hillary's lawyer at the FBI investigation in order to claim attorney-client privilege. And Cheryl Mills, during the FBI investigation, even walked out of the meeting. So we really need to not only question Hillary Clinton, but we need to question Cheryl Mills, because Cheryl Mills was actually the one, according to the FBI report released right before Labor Day weekend, she was the director of the destruction of our national archives of government documents. And so I would like to see Cheryl Mills questioned a little bit more.
You know, Megan, the thing is they've got everybody in such a bucket of gum. It's they've been obfuscating, they've been blocking all this information, and unless we can come up with the proverbial blue dress on this, Julian Assange, I mean, I see us exercising a lot here. I think, most people are reasonable to look at this information and say, let's just look at the evidence and what we know right now. Do we have enough information where reasonable people can say, I don't care. It just doesn't float. I mean, you know, because you get caught up in a bucket of gum and they just give you another string to pull. And now you're chasing, you're going down this rabbit hole out of the other one that you just got out of. And it's endless. But, for her, she's just killing her campaign because she can't even get a message out because people don't want to hear the message when they're, you've got so many lies that you got to filter through before you can hear her talk. And I think those numbers are starting to mount up, don't you?
Oh, God, yeah. And there's a poll that actually wasn't really talked about too much. It was the Washington Post poll. And this comes from Jeff Bezos' blog. I call the Washington Post Jeff Bezos' blog. Whereby between the dates of August 4th and August 28th, they polled three demographics that are usually very strong holds for the Democrat Party, and that is women, Hispanics, and self-identified liberals. And before the FBI report, before her numbers really started to tank, they were tanking already in those three demographics. She lost, when asked about whether or not these demographics saw Hillary Clinton favorably or if they had a favorable impression of her, she lost 16 points with Hispanics. She lost 11 points, with women. And she lost 9 points with self-identified liberals. So people are having a less favorable impression of her because of all the scandals. And then you look at her polling numbers, and she's tanking like the Hindenburg.
Well, Megan, even when you listen to some of her surrogates and people that heretofore have followed her, so faithfully, they're having a hard time. They can't keep a straight face with this. I mean, it's almost that this campaign is asking them to defend the indefensible.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just so much information and damaging information come out. Even her surrogate, it's very hard for them to defend, like you said, the indefensible.
Well, we've got Megan Barth with us. More from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Bill Martinez live here. It's just about 15 minutes before the top of the hour.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 after the top of the hour, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, you know, the thing that we have to keep an eye on, and I know the Trump campaign and others are doing what they can. The Democrats have been known to rig the system. I mean, that has been more than obvious, and we can thank Bernie Sanders, you know, for helping bring that to light and to make, you know, making it fair game. Because heretofore, you know, the Democrats did not even want to entertain any kind of jury rigging of the system, any voter fraud. Every time you brought that up, it was like, you know, there's no voter fraud. You know, move on here. You know, what are you doing here? But it's clear that the system is rigged, and the Democrats are going to do everything they can to pull all levers and, you know, do what they normally have done. And here it is, you're reporting that President Obama just spent another $10 million to register new immigrant voters. I mean, how is this happening that we're not talking about this?
Yeah, and that's the problem. When we have a massive push by the federal government and various agencies of the federal government, this is the Department of HUD, this is the Department of Education, this is the Department of Naturalization and Immigration Services, which have given hundreds of millions of dollars to various left-wing, progressive, otherwise known as Marxist groups, in order to get illegal aliens naturalized so they can vote. And what you see is, and I've seen this in L.A. outside the federal building, you will see the naturalization commencement ceremony go on, and as soon as the immigrants walk out, there is a registered Democrat booth. And so the only way that liars win is through lying and cheating and stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen this time and time again. Why? This is the open borders. These are the George Soros puppets. These are Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who has taken millions of dollars from George Soros through the Ford Foundation, through the Open Society Foundation. We even have here in Nevada, for example, Astrid Silva, who took primetime stage at the DNC convention in Philly.
Mm.
She is an illegal immigrant who is supposedly hiding in the shadows, but not so much, because she works for a group in Nevada, which is a progressive Marxist group, funded 100% by George Soros, and her job is to enroll 400,000 new voters. Now, what could possibly go wrong with an illegal immigrant getting out the vote?
Yes.
Geez. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But this seems to be just fine. This seems to be within their lawlessness, which has gone completely unchecked by, I would say, the Republicans in Congress. I've just pulled up that story that you talked to. It's on judicialwatch.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who's heading up this naturalization of new voters? Cecilia Munoz. To carry out this important mission of registering voters, Obama created a special task force on new Americans, chaired by his domestic policy director, Cecilia Munoz, the former vice president of the powerful Open Borders group, La Raza.
Yes.
And the Marxists have infected, and the Open Borders puppets have infected every single department of Obama's government. And so when Trump becomes president, I hope he fires every single appointee, because that is the only way, unlike Bush. G.W. Bush didn't fire anybody from the Clinton administration, and that's why we had a moderate.
Well, he didn't fire him because he was hoping they still had the W's to all the keyboards. That's exactly why.
You're exactly right. I would have fired everybody. But Trump is going to need to clean house, because I call this creeping Marxism, just like there's creeping Sharia.
Mm. Well, it's beyond creeping, Megan. I mean, the porridge is flowing out, and it's overwhelming the system. And this is where America has got to wake up and see that the Constitution, their Constitution, is being hijacked by a president whose alignment and sensitivity towards America, the American dream, the things that that would cause you to stand for the national anthem. All that represents the goodness and the hopes of this country, are just going out the door because we have a president that has been conditioned, however way you want to say it. His worldview is anti-American. End of story. I mean, look at the fruit of his, of his presidency. What's his legacy?
Well, his legacy certainly isn't that of a Nobel Peace Prize winner, is it? Because we don't have peace worldwide, and we certainly don't have peace on our streets. And Obama yesterday, in case you missed it, between his insults of Matt Lauer and his apology tour, insulted all Americans and called us lazy.
Yes.
Is this
Jimmy Carter? When I heard him say that, I go, what is this, Jimmy Carter deja vu? Remember?
Oh, yeah, But that, progressives of a feather or totalitarians of a feather vote Democrat together. Mm-hmm. So we should not be surprised that the left is anti-American. They have been anti-American since the time I can remember, specifically with Ted Kennedy trying to outmaneuver Reagan in bringing an end to the Cold War. They've always been on the side of the despots or the communists. And so I find it quite funny that the Democrats all of a sudden have a new boogeyman in Putin when they had no problem, like Hillary Clinton, selling 25% of our uranium reserves to the Russians.
Yeah, exactly. Or President Obama, thinking he was off mic, telling the Russian representative, the president, the premier, that it was, after this past this election, we're gonna take care of things. It'll be much better. And then, of course, this recent stare down between the two leaders, between President Obama and Putin. What did you make of that?
Putin doesn't respect. The thing is, any despot, any totalitarian leader like Putin is not going to respect someone who's weak. They are going to use weakness in their arsenal of power and trample all. The only thing they respect is someone that demonstrates strength. And so when you have Trump saying that he, Putin is a strong leader, yeah, he is a strong leader. There's nothing wrong with saying that. When you look at Obama, we don't see a strong leader, and that's why he's disrespected by the Chinese, by the Russians, by the Islamists, because he does not demonstrate strength. He demonstrates weakness time and time again, whether he's bowing to a Saudi king or calling Americans lazy. I've never witnessed, because I was too young for Carter, but I've never witnessed a president since take the global stage and just completely trash his own country. And Hillary Clinton's going to be no different. She is Obama on steroids. She will finish the fundamental transformation of this country due to her connections to George Soros, another communist. When you look at Hillary Clinton's past, she has always revered and followed communists. She's always been a protege of Saul Alinsky.
Exactly.
But the problem with Saul Alinsky, Hillary said, was that he didn't have enough money. Well, what she did is what she found another communist with trillions of dollars of money by the likes of George Soros. And so their goal is to overthrow capitalism. That's what communists do.
Right.
And so the fundamental transformation that we were promised by Barack Obama in 2008 will be completed through open borders with Hillary Clinton.
Well, in all this that she's done, we've got about 30 seconds here, Megan. All that she's done with the Clinton Foundation, the Global Initiative, and that, which she just swears has done just an incredible job. And I'm going, where's the documentation that the Clinton Foundation has done such an incredible job?
Well, you can't look at Haiti, can you?
No, not at all.
Hundreds of millions of dollars were supposed to go to Haitians, and they are still in poverty. They have not seen a cent of that money. A scintilla of that money has not gone. If you look at any of the books related, even though it's an elaborate web of lies, the Clinton Foundation, on average, 10% goes to charity, and the rest goes to supporting their
lifestyle. Yeah, exactly.
Their lifestyle.
Without a doubt.
Exactly.
Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make
you. You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you, America. Why not, huh? Let's get focused again on the things that have made America great. You know, sometimes in business or in life, when you sense and realize that you've made the wrong turn, it becomes quite evident. And I think this is where America is right now. We're 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good. Good observation. All right, let's get back on the wrong track and let's figure out what the right track really looks like. But without a doubt, it goes back to those foundational issues that this country was born on. And, you know, just a little directive here. That's all I'm suggesting. Our next guest, Margolise Shetterly, I'll tell you, is bringing to light here something that, you know, has been one of those untold stories of black women mathematicians who helped with the space race. You may have heard a little bit about this. You may have seen some commercials about the movie that's coming up. But this is absolutely fascinating at a time at a time in this country when all odds were against these women being able to do what they did. But this is when need becomes the main objective and it becomes so obvious. And you have women, regardless of the color of their skin, who can rise to the occasion, but yet, sadly, this is the part that can be sometimes difficult and frustrating, certainly for me, is when history is hijacked and people try to squash the truth. Imagine the first scientists and engineers trying to send rockets and eventually people into space with no electronic computers. They relied on an elite group of mathematicians capable of doing the most challenging calculations by hand, calculations that would launch men into space and forever expand our knowledge of the universe. And can you imagine that you had to rely on people
you know, the culture and its own arrogance thought they were less than. And these women proved certainly that they were more than, and are, you know, is a, you know, their story is in Hidden Figures with Margot Lee Shetterly. Margot, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Hey, what a great story. How did you discover Hidden Figures?
Well, you know, I discovered Hidden Figures because I grew up with Hidden Figures. My dad is a retired NASA Langley research scientist. I grew up in a community where a lot of people worked for NASA, and that included a lot of African Americans and also a lot of women for all backgrounds, from all backgrounds. But, you know, I grew up with them kind of knowing, you know, that they worked at NASA, but really seeing them more as people in my community. So I kind of got to see a very diverse aspect of science and kind of think that that was normal. So, you know, I was really fortunate to have grown up with the women and, you know, that whole cadre of people in, around the Hidden Figures story.
You know, Margot, one of the things that I hold to is the topic of fairness. I think outside of all the prejudice and everything, I think we have moments where we look at things and go, this just isn't fair. When did that idea of fairness, you know, come into, you know, right before you and hit you straight to you said, look, we've got to correct history, or at least we got to bring light to this historical time. When did the...
What is the story? This, you know, just the genesis of the story. You know, I grew up here, but it was really when my husband was sort of marveling as my dad was telling these stories of these women and the work that they had done. You know, that was really when I sort of also got a chance to look at this and say, you know, here's a real opportunity to change the perceptions of who can be a scientist, how talent is distributed, and where patriotism lies, you know, because the thing about it is, despite the difficulties of the Jim Crow South and the segregated bathrooms and the segregated lunchrooms, these women were extraordinarily patriotic, and they did everything that they could to do their best work for their country at a time when their country called them to service. Okay. And so, you know, I think that, that one of the things about this story that is so so captures me is that it has a lot to do with American identity and American history and the participation of all of us in this particular history. And, you know, I think that... Yeah, so, you know, I think any time that we find a story that can really... expand and you know, fill out our notion of American identity and of patriotism and of service, and show that there are so many instances where all of us from all backgrounds have worked very hard to contribute to progress in this country. You know, I think that's one of the things that for me has been wonderful about this story.
Well, Margot, you know, Hidden Figures, as you may have mentioned, is a story that combines the rich intersection of the civil rights era, the space race, the Cold War, and the movement for gender equality. I mean, in the midst of all these odds against these women, it's the need of this nation transcended all that and really caused people to, you know, almost, you know, with reluctance have no other alternative but to rely on these black women mathematicians, right?
It's very true. At a time of national need, you know, during World War II and then again during the space race, it was all hands on deck. You know, like in World War II, we're going to, you know, beat the Axis forces in the Cold War. We're going to beat the Russians, and we're going to beat them in space. So, you know, when that happens, you need your best people. You need all of your people. You can't afford to overlook talent. And, you know, that's really what happened here. And so the door opened. These women were able to walk through and to take a seat, you know, in this very exclusive scientific organization and prove themselves. And I think this is a real model for, you know, when you open doors for talented people and give them the opportunity to show what they can do, the results and the benefits for all of us are superb.
This is character rising to the top, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's talent, it's character, it's perseverance, you know. And I think one of the other things about this story that is so compelling and that's really important for us right now is that this story and these women and also the people they worked with, you know, the white engineers, all of these people, this is a story of the triumph of curiosity and imagination over fear. I mean, going into space is a risky endeavor, you know, and for these women, walking into an all-white workplace, you know, for the first time, a very male workplace, you know, that takes a lot of guts. But in all counts, this is an instance where we can see that people chose imagination and they chose curiosity over fear.
Yeah. And Margot, you know, for you, as you say, you grew up with this story. I mean, you were destined to write this story. In knowing many of these women personally, what a special experience and an advantage and a gift for us, because you're able, you know, to go beyond research. I mean, there is just direct factual evidence of this great story of Hidden Figures.
It has been. It's been fascinating from beginning to end, and I have absolutely loved it. You know, it's been a privilege for me to tell this story and to, you know, experience this with these women.
Well, Margot Lee Shetterly has been with us, a writer who grew up in Hampton, Virginia, where she knew many of the women in Hidden Figures. She's an Alfred B. Sloan Foundation Fellow, the recipient of a Virginia Foundation of the Humanities grant for her research into the history of women in computing. Margot, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Pure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1, G 2.0, and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O. PURUSA.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. 2 in 5 would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
The me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez
your
live.
To me, I'll give my all to you. You're my.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Our sponsors that support our efforts, we thank you for taking advantage of the great offers that they have available for you. Just a plethora of information, past interviews there to, you know, serve you and to make your day. That's what this is all about. Hey, Tom Rinaldi is with us right now, national correspondent at ESPN since 2002, among other honors. He's won 15 National Sports Emmy Awards, 6 National Edward R. Murrow Awards, born in Brooklyn, New York, graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Tom Rinaldi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me.
Well, yeah, good to have you here. You know, when President Obama spoke at the dedication ceremony of the National September 11th Memorial Museum at Ground Zero, he decided to tell the story of one young man whose heroic actions on 9/11 spoke to so many acts of bravery and sacrifice. Tell us about that, Tom, if you would.
First of all, Bill, I love the fact of how you frame that. There are so many heroes and stories of heroism, many we will never know because the lives were lost that performed those heroic acts. But this is one story that came to light, but for the clue provided by a simple piece of cloth, a red bandana. And this book tells the story of Wells Crowther, that man who made that sacrifice.
Well, here we are, I mean, drawing pause 2 days away from what would be the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And, Tom, you know, to bring to light this story, it is not only timely, but it is a must for us to, you know, again, remember something as dramatic and something that has been such a part of this modern generation that we live in today.
It is. And Wells' story told in miniature here, Bill, is a 24-year-old man, a Division I athlete from Boston College, a volunteer firefighter as well growing up, is at work in the South Tower on floor 104 on September 11th when the second plane hits flight 175. He begins to make his way down from 104, and he gets to 78. And it's a scene of absolute horror. As many as 200 people are dead and dying in this sky lobby where express elevators stopped and people got transfer elevators to the highest point in the towers. Mm. And rather than continuing down, he stepped into that floor, wrapped that red bandana around his nose and mouth, and led a group to safety, including carrying one woman across his back down nearly 20 flights of stairs, reaching clear air, and then telling one of the survivors, I'm going back up. He did. He led a second group to safety as well. Ultimately, he made his way down to the lobby, but chose not to leave even then. Instead, he went to the FDNY command post, and his remains were found surrounded by the remains of other FDNY members.
Wow. What a story. Now, going back to Wells and the signature red bandana, I mean, this was something, you know, as a young boy, as you write, his father gave him a red handkerchief for his back pocket, right?
That's right. They were, in a scene that moms and dads and children can relate to all over our country. They're getting ready to go to church service, Bill, and he has a suit on, and his dad gives him a red bandana just to blow his nose just in case during church. And for whatever reason, that connected the two of them, and Wells kept some version of a red bandana in his back pocket the rest of his life, including when he wore his suits to his job in finance at Sandler O'Neill that day. And that ultimately was the clue that survivors mentioned, of course, not knowing his name, but that he had this red bandana. When the New York Times wrote a huge feature story, masterful story in 2002, his mother, Bill, saw that one clue, and she had one thought, that's our son. And the third part of the book traces her work to find out if, in fact, it was.
Well, being a fireman was something that was, you know, part of his DNA. I mean, his longing. He wanted to be a fireman. Wells did, didn't he?
He did. And, in fact, 1 month prior to 9/11, he called his father from this job working as an equities trader at an investment bank. Real prosperity right in front of him. A big salary. Very likely in his future, and said, I think I want to leave this and become a member of the FDNY. His dad, who was a volunteer firefighter for decades, was shocked and said, you know, continue to volunteer, but your career is crucial. And when they ultimately cleaned out his belongings in his apartment months after 9/11, they found that application filled out
for
the FDNY.
Well, Tom, you know, you mentioned his mother's search for him, and I remember, you know, so clearly after 9/11, you know, the pictures, the posters going up around the fence there at the church right across the way, and even for months afterwards, you know, all the stories that were up against that fence, you know, and certainly, you know, his mother, Wells' mother, you know, had to go by that fence and just, you know, just ache along with all the others that lost people or could not find loved ones after 9/11.
I think that that's an indelible image, Bill, for anybody old enough to remember it. The dents, I call it in the book, the dents and pleating collages that were placed on every flat surface in certain parts of Manhattan for people searching for their missing. Ultimately, Allison and Jeff, Wells' mom and dad, have something, though, that so few families do. They have this invaluable and immeasurable knowledge of what their son's final hour was, what he did, the choice he made. And even though every day is informed by his loss, it's also partially shaped by immeasurable pride in what he had done.
You would think that the, you know, New York Fire Department would honor Wells in such a way. I mean, here he is. He, you know, they find his remains with other first responders, and Wells probably, like other you know, citizen activists who went out and responded and went to the problem, you know, went to the issue, because sometimes you don't have to wear an emergency uniform, but you're there to flow to the need. And this is what Wells did, and this is what others did on 9/11. And, you know, this is the remarkable story, not only of Wells, but I think that, you know, you can look at it, Tom, and maybe you did in writing this book, is that this is really an American story. I mean, America has it in our DNA to be, you know, first responders, don't we?
It is. And I think everything you said is right on point, beautifully stated, that there, again, there are so many stories of heroism from that day. This is but one story. And that choice, the choice that someone would make to go toward the danger rather than away violates every part of self-preservation and natural instinct most of us possess. And yet, I do think the story is centered in 9/11, but transcends that. When you think of the division and discord in our country now, Bill, and how loud it has grown, think back to the immediate aftermath of 9/11 and the unity that this country experienced. And I think Wells, in his own way, for all of those who acted with such valor, represents a precious piece of common ground that the country can trot again and believe in and learn from as a citizenry, as a people, to be proud of and believe in and say, this was a very common man, a flawed man who did an extraordinary thing. What is the family, the institutions, the schools, the teams, the coaches that shaped him? And I think it is a definitively American story about a hero.
Well, Wells has definitely brought something special to a red bandana. I can imagine, Tom, as a result of your book, that more people will attach themselves to a red bandana in Wells's memory, and also as an honor to the American spirit. What do you think?
I carried a red bandana to my pocket right now. I've carried it since we first told this story on ESPN 5 years ago in television form. We broadened the narrative out quite a bit. The book unfolds in three parts, the pre-9/11, 9/11, and post-9/11, the spread of his legacy. But what the bandana has come to represent, if this isn't too overstated, I think, for the thousands of people who have come to see it as a symbol, is in a way, Bill, a new red badge of courage.
Yes, exactly.
It's a little piece of cloth that people can hold and say, in their everyday lives, what am I doing to put a little good in the world, to put someone before myself, something before myself in a given moment? Maybe it's not the ultimate moment, but just in a moment in my day. And those are, I think, some of the lessons that come from, we hope, Wells' story that unfolds in the book.
Those moments of life that make life, a reason to live and so special, as you write 8 months, Tom, after the attack, however, Wells' mother read a news account from several survivors badly hurt on the 78th floor of the South Tower who said they and others had been led to safety by a stranger. They didn't even ask his name. They didn't know who he was, but they knew about the red bandana. That was the identifier, and this had to just touch his mom so deeply.
Absolutely. And, we spent a lot of time with their mother and father and his family and all of his friends to write this story and build this narrative. And they carry his legacy on, and we hope that everybody who discovers this story in these pages will feel it as well.
And, of course, the book is available at all the usual places and will be linked on our website.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully